There have been a lot of intense discussion lately, from Kampong Glam to Chinatown, Little India, and even stretching to Geylang to Joo Chiat. Many people are asking the same question. Who are the real buyers buying these heritage shophouses? Well, let's not speculate. Let's look directly into the data. I've analyzed transaction record from URA release using my own paid subscription, focusing purely on shophouse deals from April 2019 to April 2026. Now, some of you here may ask me, why start from 2019? Well, that's because in March 2019, the Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Singapore Economic Development Board jointly set up the Family Office Development Team. This marked a major push to position Singapore as a global wealth and family office hub. Now, let's us look into the numbers. Altogether, there are 8 buyers from China, 3 each from India, Indonesia, and Malaysia. 273 Singaporean buyers, and a staggering 709 purchase made through companies. When you break it down, buyers from China make up less than 1% only of total caveat transactions. Singaporeans account for about 27%, while companies dominate at 70.5%. Overall, foreign individual buyers form only about 2.4% of the market. You all don't need to worry. What the authority says is correct. Foreigners only form a small percentage. But for those on the ground like me will know, many commercial property purchases are done through investment holding companies. This means the true ownership behind this entity can be a mix of local and foreign investors. And there are good reasons for this structure. Lower taxes, easier transfer of shares, and flexible ownership planning. If I'm super rich, I will definitely buy under a family trust using an investment holding company to hold all my properties. My creditor can only smell, but they cannot touch. So in reality, the buyer's profile is far more diversified. With the rise of family office in recent years, this become even more relevant. After all, they are called family office for a reason. They need office space. And in Singapore, freehold shophouse have become one of the most attractive asset classes, especially since foreigners cannot buy landed residential properties. Now, beyond who is buying, let's talk about where are they buying. Here, 88 transactions in District 1, 79 transactions in District 2, which form under Chinatown, Tanjong Pagar, and Duxton, 61 transactions in District 7, which comprise Beach Road, Golden Mile, and Kampong Glam, 251 transactions in District 8, from Little India to Jalan Besar, the highest, and 72 transactions in District 14, and 52 transactions in District 15. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. There are growing concerns about areas like Kampong Glam, that their identity and intimate charm are being diluted by an influx of new commercial players, including foreign buyers to retailers. I mean, we should dive deeper into the data, especially the composition of companies buying shophouses. This will paint a better picture to both policymakers and fellow Singaporeans. But honestly, this isn't unique to just one area. As a Chinese myself, I feel the same way about Chinatown. Today, it feels very different from what it used to be. Sorry, I rarely visit it anymore, except for meals. The original vibe, the heritage, is slowly fading away. It has lost its charm more than 2 decades ago. That's why I respect the Malay community in highlighting their concern to the authority. They are not wrong to do that, because they feel that their community space has been eroded away. At least they take action. But for the rest of us, you will find that more Singaporeans are spending their weekend in Johor Bahru. Even places like those shophouses found in Mount Austin, having their dinner, having dessert there, than walking through Chinatown. That's the uncomfortable truth we need to acknowledge. To them, they either give up hope or don't bother altogether already. Sadly, I'm one good example.